Today we'd like to see the title of a truly guarded gift in Psalms chapter 73 and 74 to the souls on this online world through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth. We'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Question 1 in chapter 73, verse 3. For I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. What does it mean in the context, and how can we apply it to our lives? Question 2 in chapter 73, verse 17. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their ends. What does it mean, and what can you learn from here? Question 3 in chapter 74, verse 1. O God, why have you cast us off forever? Why does your anger smoke against the sheep of your pasture? What does it mean in the context, and what can you learn from here? The book 3 begins from Psalm 73 up to Psalm 89. From Psalm 73 up to 78, the author Asaph the Levite was one of the choirs during David's time, and some of his descendants also served in choirs. In the Psalm 73, Asaph wrote that he did not understand the wicked was prosperous, while the righteous suffered hardship. But he entered God's sanctuary, he was able to view each end and to understand it. In Psalm 73, Asaph, his descendants, wrote that Jerusalem had been destroyed by Babylonians, praying for his help. Most Jews had been carried away, but a few people left in Jerusalem. Verse 1, truly God is a God over to Israel, to such as are pure in heart. Upon the faith that God is good, we may overcome their hardship during periods of trials and testings. Verse 2, but as for me, my feet had almost stumbled, my steps had nearly slipped. During the periods, Satan is so prone to challenge the goodness of God in my own heart. Satan is always interested in your destruction in the end. If God is good, then why did God allow this to happen to me? He almost stumbled his feet and nearly slipped his steps, was stated. Verse 3, for I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Satan so persistent to my flesh, which is nothing good. Only those who are in Jesus who do not work according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Here the author envious or jealous of the arrogant people when he saw the prosperity. Satan is so persistent, like a roaring lion, to devour, as Satan tempted Jesus 3 times. How do I overcome Satan's persistent temptations? We worship only God. We take up the whole armor of God with 6 weapons: gospel, faith, salvation, righteousness, truth, and the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, and or our prayer and fasting, all cross-reference right there. Verses 4 to 12. For they are no pangs, no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, nor are they plagued like other men. Their pride serves as their necklace. Violence covers them like a garment. Their eyes bolt with abundance. They have more than heart could wish. They scoff and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongues work through the earth. Therefore his people return here, and waste a waters of a full cup are drained by them. And they say, how does God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly. We are always at ease. They increase in riches. Now verse 13 up to 16. Surely I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocence. For all day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning. If I had said, I would speak this, behold, I would have been untrue to the generation of your children. When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me. 17. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their ends. The sanctuary of God gave him a whole new perspective to life because it brought him into the consciousness of the eternal. We are usually only analyzing those things of a temporal material world around us, which we could see and draw our conclusion from that without fearing the eternity. One who lays up treasure for himself, not rich toward God, loses his soul at the end and leaves all acquired treasure on the earth. The one who gains even the whole world, temporal, material things, but loses his own soul at the end would not get any profit. When we are conscious of eternity, we can overcome Satan's temptation during hardship time. That's a cross-reference right there. Verse 19. Oh, how they are brought to desolation, as in a moment they are utterly consumed with terrors. That is the wicked people. As a dream when one awakes, so Lord, when you awake, you shall despise their image. The wicked have their image in a dream, but against God. For example, equality of disordered creatures, rather than of the ordered creatures made by God. The image is unreality in the dream, but the truth of God is reality. A dreamer speaks the dream like the chaff, but one who has his word speaks his word like the wheat. The entire his word is truth. God's word is truth. The truth is reality. All cross-reference right here. So, 21. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was vexed in my mind. I was so foolish and ignorant. I was like a beast before you. Nevertheless, I am continued with you. You hold me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. 24. The end of their path is utter terror. The end of my path is glory, because he has predestined me before my birth, called me from eternal damnation, justified me by faith, and glorified me at the end of my path on the earth, and immediately in heaven at the house of the Lord forever. So that's why. 25. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside you. 26. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. The author expresses his outward man, such as the flesh and heart, is perishing, but his inward man, such as strength of deepest feeling status, and his heavenly reward forever, which is incorruptible. 27:28. For indeed those who are far from you shall perish. You have destroyed all those who desert you for harlotry, but it's as good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all your works. Those who are far from the Lord and who desert him shall perish and be destroyed. But we who draw near to the Lord and trust in him declare his works. But far more, we have the hope of the resurrection upon his grace and his revelation, which is according to his abundant mercy, the living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We have an everlasting life with the Lord from now, active, obedient followers of Jesus, venturing out on faith to the future when he calls us in heaven. All cross-reference right there. 74. O God, why have you cast us off forever? Why does your anger smoke against the sheep of your pastures? Question 3. Now Asaph, as your descendants, the first Asaph during David's time, sought to destroy the Jerusalem, as God had allowed Babylon to destroy Jerusalem throughout the many years of Israel's idolatry and sin. What does God endure? What does it endure forever in the light of God's characters? What kind of characters endures? God's mercy endures forever. Once he forgives your sin, you are deemed innocent, although the sin's wound remains. His righteousness endures forever. No one can alter his righteousness. The truth of the Lord endures forever. His truth never fails. His word endures forever. His word never passes away. His name endures forever. His name is honored forever. His patience never endures forever. Although his patience is much or long, it's called as a divine long suffering. God had much patience. Their sin, idolatry, during so many years. But upon his time, he destroyed Jerusalem through Babylon, believing that his righteousness endures forever. For it's best to confess it before the Lord whenever we commit sin or any failure from God's standard at his word, because he is faithful to forgive it with even unknown righteousness. All cross-reference right there. Verse 2, remember your congregation which you have purchased of old, the tribe of your inheritance which you have redeemed, this Mount Zion where you have dwelt. Lift up your feet to the perpetual desolations. The enemy has damaged everything in the sanctuary. Your enemies roar in the midst of your meeting place. They set up their banners for signs. They seem like men who lift up axes among the thick trees, and now they break down its covered work all at once with axes and hammers. They have set fire to your sanctuary. They have defiled the dwelling place of your name to the ground. They said in their hearts, let us destroy them altogether. They have burned up all the meeting places of God in the Lord. Verse 8, Babylonian the evil instrument did so in history. Like today, many were trying to erase God from our society and our schools. Many times we have struggled with them according to the entirety of his true word. But we should not be discouraged because they cannot destroy his presence among our hearts. And our belief that Jesus, who is all in all, will come again on this to establish the millennial kingdom. cross-reference right there. Verse 9, we do not see our signs. There is no longer any prophet, nor is there any among us who knows how long. O God, how long will the adversary reproach? Will the enemy blaspheme your name forever? Why do you withdraw your hand, even your right hand? Take it out of your bosom and destroy them. For God is my King from of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. 13. You divided the sea by your strength. You broke the heads of the sea serpents or dragons in the waters. You broke the heads of Leviathan in pieces and gave him as a food to the people inhabiting the wilderness. 13 and 14. The sea, the Red Sea, the sea serpent or dragon refers to Egyptian army destroys in the Red Sea by God. Leviathan is like a crocodile. The author, during painful heart to view the deserted Jerusalem, reviewed the marvelous works of God for his fathers. The review reminded him that God is at work, not only in the past, but also in his life today. We should learn this attitude because it makes us patient on the Lord during pains or trials, period. So you and I would not give up on the Lord, but are exhorted to be able to do all things in Christ who strengthened me. Verses 15 up 23. You broke open the fountain and flood. You dried up the mighty rivers. The day is yours, the night also is yours. You have prepared the light and the sun. You have set all the borders of the earth. You have made a sermon in winter. Remember this, that the enemy has reproached, O Lord, and that a foolish people has blasphemed your name. Oh, do not deliver the life of your turtle dove to the wild beast. Do not forget the life of your poor forever. Have a respect to the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the haunts of cruelty. Oh, do not let the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise your name. Arise, O God, plead your own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproach you daily. Do not forget the voice of your enemy. The tumult of those who rise up against you increase continually. So therefore, Lord, please help us from this enemy. So destroy them. So we are covering all three questions, continuing to keep on here. Appendix, European Union Mission, Christian Population by Countries, all, you know, mission report is right there. So read that. Let us sing all together Maranatha song on brochure.